USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is sentencing Roger Stone to a little more than 3 years in prison for obstruction, witness tampering, and making false statements to Congress. The judge is also ordering Stone to pay a $20,000 fine. Now, regarding a pardon for Stone, former DOJ official James Trustee tells Fox News the president can do that whenever he chooses.
He could pardon him any time, or he could commute the sentence, which is a different animal. It's just saying the jail time is eliminated, but the conviction still stands. Pardon wipes the slate entirely clean, and he could do that. I don't see how it would ever be in the president's interest to do that before the motion for new trial is decided, because if there's a motion for new trial that happens to be granted, and I think it's uphill, then there's a possibility that the DOJ decides not to retry him anyway.
President Trump is meeting with business owners in Colorado. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports that more Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week.
The Labor Department saying that 210,000 workers did file first-time jobless claims last week, an increase of about 4,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in those initial claims seen in New Jersey, Washington State, Virginia, Nevada, and Illinois. The largest decreases in claims were in California, New York, Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Iowa.
With his first Democratic presidential debate behind him, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg is back on the campaign trail, speaking in Salt Lake City.
Look, the real winner in the debate last night was Donald Trump, because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
Sanders speaking there in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a strong warning from the governor of Mississippi after dangerous flooding in Jackson. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Governor Tate Reeves gave an optimistic outlook on flooding in the state. High water is dropping below flood stage, but
we do not expect that the water level will drop below 33 feet until Friday.
Governor Reeves says thankfully there have been no deaths or serious injuries from the flooding so far. But for now, they're asking residents to stay out of their flooded homes.
We don't want individuals going into their home and putting themselves in harm's way.
Reeves says damage assessments will be critical to meeting federal standards for aid to assist in their recovery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump believes that Democratic Senator Chris Murphy violated the Logan Act that forbids Americans from conducting rogue negotiations with foreign governments in disputes with the United States by discussing foreign affairs with Iran. Former Secretary of State John Kerry responds on Fox News to the president's accusations.
Well, that is once again another presidential lie, a complete effort by the president to distort reality, because if he knew anything about the law, he'd know I didn't negotiate with anybody. I did what every senator and secretaries of state in history have done, which is continue to go to conferences abroad or have meetings in order to be well informed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.